John, you were this past week at the Republican National Convention, and for those of us watching on TV, it appeared as though the Republican Party, despite a fairly spirited primary season, managed to come together in unity at this convention.
That's what I found walking on the convention floor in the evening. I would go to delegates from Rhode Island, the District of Columbia, and my home state of Connecticut. They are generally more to the middle of the Republican Party and certainly not the right. And they were in total agreement with delegates who cheered Sarah Huckabee Sanders from Arkansas, who came from Florida, and from your state of Pennsylvania, Lohman. They liked the platform for the most part. Maybe it didn't have the language that some particular groups wanted, but it was general enough and committed enough to an agenda that they would work on next January to have everyone in agreement. In addition, the idea of defeating Joe Biden, whom they blame for inflation and for 10 million people coming illegally over the border, was incentive for unity, just as when I covered the 1980 convention. It's hard to believe Ronald Reagan was still a controversial candidate. People got behind him because they didn't want Jimmy Carter in the White House four more years. So it is today with Biden. And finally, the shooting. The near tragedy that occurred on Saturday night, in which had President Trump turned in one direction and not the other, he would be dead and it would be a different kind of convention. That was on everyone's mind. And whatever lingering criticism of Donald Trump there was, that ended with one shot.
John, it seems to me that that one shot really changed the whole tone, not only of this gathering, but the election campaign. And I was fascinated by the fact that there, of course, were criticisms of President Joe Biden, but this convention seemed to me to really focus on issues and policy and where to take the country and avoided a lot of the real vitriol that we usually see at such conventions.
Yes, it certainly did. And the fact that Joe Biden was attacked in repeated videos each night, as well as by the speaker, shows the kind of campaign that the Trump Vance ticket is going to run in the fall. He'll be hard-hitting, but at the same time, we have a president who had a very moving and highly personal, not to mention life-threatening moment. No one is unchanged after that or comes out the same person. I can't say specifically what will happen, but we'll see a different kind of Donald Trump when he goes up against Joe Biden. And if there is another debate, I think it'll be apparent.
When you and I were last together, John, back in April at the Pennsylvania Leadership Conference, at that particular point, the Republican nomination was pretty well settled, but there was still intra-party strife, and the Democrats were all united around Joe Biden. Now, as we enter the period between the two national party conventions, we saw great unity from Republicans and Democrats, Adam Schiff this past week, among others, still calling for Joe Biden to drop out. Did it ever occur to you that we would, as we are only 3 months away now from the general election, be in a position where the Democrat nomination was unsettled and Republicans were singing kumbaya?
No, I think probably the late Alan Dury or Fletcher Knebel could have written a novel about that, but I certainly couldn't imagine it in real life. Look, let's put it on the table. Joe Biden, whatever his physical or mental condition, is one tough Irishman still. He's stubborn. He is not going to give up the nomination that he won fair and square. All this talk from the donor class of the Democratic Party and from members of Congress like Adam Schiff, whom you mentioned, all of that should have been done last year, last winter, in which the president could say, one term was enough, I've accomplished everything, and I want to go home. And at that point, a nominee could have been worked out in the primaries. I would say that Democrats would go to a very dangerous slope if they were to suddenly force out Joe Biden. Let's put it on the table. They've been saying all along, that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, that our country will be less free and if he's elected. And yet then when we're told the donor class wants a different nominee, this is when the president has won 87% of the primary votes in contested races. Vote figure.
It is hard to imagine. Yet through all of this, John, through the calls for Joe Biden to leave, the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, do you still see an election here in November that's going to be razor thin? The country's still fundamentally divided. Do you see either candidate as being able to break away at this point?
No, and I don't think in the rest of our lives, Loman, we will see a landslide race. The country is split about 50-50 between conservative and liberal. This has fueled some novels, even a TV series about another civil war. I don't think we're that close. However, I do believe that the country, given its demographics, the tendency of people to move in areas where their politics are simpatico with those of their neighbors, and leads to a country that's going to be very divided, and we will always have close elections. Let's put it on the table. Barack Obama did win over half the popular vote. Electoral vote was much closer in 08, certainly in 12. Donald Trump barely won in 2016 and didn't win the popular vote. And I'm not going to even get into 2020 except to say it was very close. This is the pattern of the shape of things to come.
John Gizzi is White House correspondent and columnist for Newsmax and one of the preeminent political analysts of our time, and we're always pleased to have him with us here on American Radio Journal. John, if we have folks, they can obviously see you on Newsmax TV, but where can they go to read your columns, which come out a couple of times a week and really get to the heart of what's happening?
I was waiting for you to say that, Loman. Just go to John Gizzi on Politics on Google, or come get me at John Gizzi if you want to go on X with me, or just simply Newsmax.com.
John Gizzi joining us from the Republican National Convention last week. John, hey, as always, thank you for taking time to be with us.
Anytime, Loman.